This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. Let's get the economic pulse checkups from diverse perspectives. Here in Pride Month, companies are taking June to show support for LGBTQ plus rights. This at a moment when some state legislatures are on pace to consider a record number of bills seen as hostile to LGBTQ people. Andrew Eisen is founder and president of the marketing and communications agency Winmark Concepts, which has done a lot of work in this area. Mr. Eisen, thank you for joining us.
Thank you, David.
The political situation is changing, and you are seeing examples where firms, where companies are recognizing that and changing their posture in a way that is more active.
That's correct. I think that what's happening is that companies have realized, you know, particularly with the LGBTQ segment, that they have to now speak in a solid voice. It's about a company's values. Previously, it was about profit. And very frankly, their consumers and their employees and their shareholders want to see a company that believes in diversity, equity, and inclusiveness.
And that can show it, you know, with data, that this is actually what they're doing, that isn't just a goal.
Oh, certainly. Diversity, equity, inclusion programs are quantifiable. There are studies throughout the United States and throughout the world that show that commitment to equality is directly correlative to a company's bottom line.
Now, when a company gets punished for taking a stand, let's say by the state of Florida for being an ally, it could persuade other firms to keep their heads down, a theoretical risk. But are you seeing the effects of that with other companies in actual practice?
Companies are no longer able to straddle a fine line. Investing in one side with hostile intent, well, frankly, seeking to profit from the other side begs the question of whether a company lacks values entirely. You talk about punishment. There is no punishment per se. There are short-term actions and reactions, but in the long term, prescient companies will value their shareholders, their stakeholders, and they will demonstrate that. And in the end, their value-based business practices will win, and it will translate directly to their bottom line.
All right. I've been framing this in terms of external communications with external stakeholders, but companies have their own employees, and those employees have power, and companies have to recognize that.
Companies cannot succeed today if their employees, both existing and the ones they're trying to recruit, don't share the equality and equity that these people demand. Gen Xers and millennials want to work for companies who demand equality from their corporate management at all levels. And it's not just hiring, it's retaining. And that's a challenge that companies are facing across the board, and I hear it from everyone.
Marketing and communications expert Andrew Eisen is founder of Winmark Concepts. Mr. Eisen, thank you so much.
Thank you, David.